Forecast for today, partly cloudy, high in the low 60s. A decision could come tomorrow night in Burlington from the Common Council on whether to go with Joint Dispatch through Racine County, which staff is recommending. An issue up for discussion during both the Committee of the Whole beginning at 6:30 and then the regular business meeting afterward. On both agendas, an amended contract between the county and the four municipalities east of the interstate who are now paying for Joint Dispatch. Information into the Alderman shows that Burlington would pay $15,322 a month for the rest of the year, and then close to $184,000 per year in the years 2018 through 2020 as a partner in County Dispatch. Like the others, Burlington's yearly payment would be reduced beginning in 2021, the county absorbing those costs as of 2030. Burlington projected to save better than $958,000 over a six-year period, more than $2.7 million over 12 years. Kenosha's Public Safety and Welfare Committee recommending to the Common Council for tonight's meeting at 7 o'clock that the city go with a waiver system on fees for fire department responses to vehicle fires or hazardous materials calls, which have been around for 11 years. Fire Chief Charles Leipzig Jr. telling the panel recently this would be similar to what's in place now with rescue calls.
Dollars is considered the benchmark at which, much like hazmat, that anything below that would be tiered at $50 for roughly $5,000 or $2,500. So a guy makes, or a family income of $20,000, that would be the benchmark at which we would start excusing $50 as it goes down to zero.
Insurance companies cannot apply for waivers on part or all of the fee, just individuals, and it will require documentation of total family income for the city to compare it with the scale of forgiveness. The 29th annual Kenosha County Red Ribbon Campaign Against Drugs is underway. Events and activities geared at the theme, drug-free, absolutely. Sponsors are Local Law Enforcement, Concerned Citizens Coalition, Kenosha Unified, and the County's Substance Abuse Coalition. There was an opening ceremony this morning at Mahone Middle School. A personal safety program scheduled at Wesley United Methodist Church with Kenosha PD Crime Prevention Specialist Jeff Wembold. It all ends at noon Friday at Lord of Life Lutheran Church with the annual Concerned Citizens Coalition meeting. Kenosha County Judge Mary Kay Wagner to be the guest speaker. Well, the Racine Unified School Board's got a couple of money-related public hearings tonight ahead of its regular 6:30 business meeting. 5:30, there's a hearing on a resolution to authorize general obligation borrowing of up to $33.5 million over a five-year period to accomplish some of the remaining big-ticket facilities items on the master list. 6 p.m., there's the public hearing on the recommended 2017-18 budget, a budget technically in place already, but for some of the finer numbers that still have to be plugged in. This is Chief Financial Officer Mark Duff.
We filed our reports and all the aid that's generated off of that last year's numbers, our special education aid, our final equalization aid will be coming out with, and that'll allow us to button up the entire budget and provide you with a tax levy to approve.
Board President Bob Whitke heaping praise on Duff, the staff, and the administration for keeping tabs on all these changing numbers.
Very impressed to sit here and watch this budget tracking report after everything you've gone through the whole cycle and see that we're still on the positive side for 65,000. I really commend you and your staff for sticking with it and giving us something we can take to the community with a lot of pride.
Duff putting the tax rate at that time at $9.98 per thousand assessed valuation. Final vote on the budget still to come. Milwaukee VA Medical Center and Regional Veterans Benefits Administration will be holding a Veterans Town Hall in Union Grove on Thursday from 12:30 till 2:30 p.m. The event to take place at the Post 171 American Legion on New Street. Free parking will be available. And another member of the World War II-era All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, which included, of course, the Racine Belles, passed away recently. Milwaukee native Betty Jane Wozinski, Mo to everybody who knew her, was 91 when she died in New Berlin. She played one season for the Rockford Peaches in 1943, then the Chicago Bluebirds until 1947. The Peaches, one of the teams featured in the 1991 movie A League of Their Own, along with the Racine Belles, whose games, by the way, at one point recreated for broadcast, right here on WRJN. A sizable number of the residents owning property along Racine's Erie Street have been after the city to do something about what they claim is a problem with speeding and reckless vehicles. The Traffic Commission has it back on their agenda at 4 o'clock this afternoon in City Hall Room 303. The item deferred for the past few meetings so that information could be gathered, including a traffic study that covers Erie between Melvin Avenue and Three Mile Road. That study shows three sites for 1 week period in August listing between 12,771 and 14,000 vehicles at each measuring point. The average speeds just over 27 to 34 miles per hour, a few high flyers coming through as well, 53, 65, 68 at each location. In general, the study says 3% of the vehicles are doing 10 miles an hour over the posted speed limit of 30. The state criteria is 3% for 11 over the limit. The residents, through Alderman Melissa Lemke, seeking traffic calming measures along that stretch of Erie Street. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department arrested the driver of a truck last night that plowed into a house at 224 1365th Street in the village of Paddock Lake, and the department says alcohol was the listed factor. 58-year-old Jeffrey Hinks from Paddock Lake, heading south on 245th Avenue, lost control of that vehicle and it hit the house. Severe damage to the dwelling and to the vehicle. The only occupant who was upstairs at the time was not hurt. Hinks transported to a hospital for treatment of some injuries. He was arrested on his third OWI offense. Also, though, a felony probation parole hold in reference to a 2003 incident, for which he was charged with two counts of operating while intoxicated, causing death. Racine Unified School Board, 5:30 p.m. public hearing on a proposed resolution to authorize the borrowing of up to $33.5 million over 5 years for major facilities needs. This would be ahead of a public hearing on the current year budget and then the regular business meeting. At a recent work session, board member Matt Hanser suggested that this regarding the borrowing to take care of the facilities needs really goes back to the old commercial about paying now versus paying later.
The big stuff done, which then allows us maybe to get the other stuff done that we didn't necessarily think needed to be done initially, and something happens. We have another roof that needs to be taken care of, for example.
Chief Operations Officer David Hazen saying this goes toward the master project list, which has been referred to many, many times in the past, and the millions of dollars that would need to be completing all of the projects.
It moves some of the things up because they need, the sooner they're done, the sooner the buildings are better. Or, for example, one of the projects was a Horlick Fieldhouse. It would make that a better venue for the district.
As noted at the work session, each of the projects and the associated funding would still need approval by the board. Tonight schedule again, 5:30 for the public hearing on facilities borrowing, 6 p.m. for the budget public hearing, 6:30 for the regular business meeting. Low graduation, high incarceration rates among African-American men and boys in Racine, and across the state for that matter, sparking a day-long conference in Racine next month titled Black Boys, an Endangered Species. It's being organized by Racine natives Arletta Frazier Tucker and Kimberly Payne, who have formed a consulting business. Frazier Tucker telling our partners at Gateway Public Radio that the anticipated upshot of the conference is going to be a community-wide action plan, but also a plan that addresses family life.
We have to get into some level of working with the families to be able to change mindsets of kids to think bigger about their future. And yes, we're hoping that people who are out there, who are doing things, that come to the conference where we can all work together. And our goal is in a year from now is to go back and look at those numbers, what we have done together. Mm-hmm. Did it make the impact that we needed to make? And if it did not, where was the downfall at and what can we do differently?
November 17th is that conference at the Gateway Technical College's Racine campus. It'll include the author of the New York Times bestseller, Righting My Wrongs, Life, Death, and Redemption in an American Prison. Some unexpected excitement to begin the work week early this morning for the employees of the Dousman Bus Company at 28401 Wilmot Road, which is Highway C in Kenosha County. Three school buses caught fire. Salem Lakes Fire Rescue and Randall Fire Units dispatched just after 6 o'clock along with sheriff's deputies. First report from the scene indicated two buses were fully engulfed in flames, one catching fire. Then a few minutes later, all three were engulfed. Bristol Fire Rescue added to that response along with a water tank truck from the town of Wheatland. How the fires began, still under investigation. While all this was going on, of course, the other buses had to leave the complex for their designated school assignments. It's a little strip of land between the Storino Funeral Home and Northwestern Avenue, and it is technically City of Racine right-of-way, under which there are several utilities, but on which the Racine Public Works and Services Committee felt recently that a revocable occupancy permit would be okay for the business to extend their decorative fencing. Not for the city engineer, however. John Rooney could not attend the meeting at which the permit was approved initially. He cited different reasons not to allow the funeral home's request.
If I was a public utility, I wouldn't permit that type of installation. You know, that's why we have certain things stopped at the public right-of-way. People fence to the right-of-way line, allow them to put fences out in the grass parkway. You know, there's certain things that we allow on private property, and there's things that we allow in public right-of-way. And, you know, they're two very different land uses.
Daryl Storino once again explained that if the utility companies did have to get at their equipment behind the fence and underground on his property, he'd have no problem eating the cost of tearing down the fence. Well, over the recommendation against it, the committee supported the same decision that it made the last time, approved the special $150 permit, which is on the report to the Common Council tonight. Well, you may have noticed in your travels to certain parts of the retail world that while the calendar is barely mid-October and the Halloween candy is everywhere, colored lights and decorated trees are also on display. But at least We Energies is waiting now until November the 4th to start putting out their annual cookie book. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
It's become a tradition for some folks. The 2017 version is back for distribution between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Sausage House by Miller Park. There will also be hot cocoa and a chance for pictures with Santa's reindeer. Be prepared to stand in line unless you want to try the secondary location that day in Appleton. Otherwise, there are other dates and locations on the schedule, including November 2nd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the We Energies facility on Highway KR west of Sheridan Road in Summers, November 3rd in Burlington at 700 South Kane Street from 11 to 3, and at 8095th Street in Pleasant Prairie on November 8th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. We-energies.com/recipes has more information. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Coming up later today at 5:30 p.m., Pumpkin Science Fun at Grievenau Elementary School in Kenosha. That's on 20th Avenue. You can come and have some fun. Things like guess how many seeds there are in your pumpkin. Measure the pumpkin, weigh and see if your pumpkin might float. Count the number of lines around the pumpkin, and of course, make your pumpkin into a jack-o'-lantern. Grievenau Elementary School's program begins at 6 o'clock tonight. Enter door number 14, according to officials. Parents must attend with kids. And tomorrow night, the Washington Park High School Bands and the Racine Concert Band are going to present a concert in the John Burns Theater, 7 o'clock. The bands to then join forces for a grand finale in the Hall of the Mountain King by Edward Grieg. John Burns Theater on 12th Street. There is an admission fee involved, but free parking is available. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.